Hello, this is actually of Danielle Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on Angelo Darrow, date of birth 10/9/1952, date of procedure March 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold-Trudeau, referring physician is Dr. Tiffany Cross. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is history of Barrett's, comma, question mark anemia, comma, GIM, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, screening for colorectal cancer. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of misinflation, such as my with dual patient, period. Patient is brought to endoscopy to be placed in a fetal position, 3 days for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated lumps, video gastroscopes, introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period, of retroflex, is obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period, of the direct exam is normal, period, of well lubricated lumps, video colonoscope is introduced in direct and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, basin, and colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon. Splenic flexure descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, a retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was greater than 80.
Comma 2-2-2, comma fair prep.
The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 42 centimeters from the bite block, comma. This was graded as Prog C0 M1.5. With four tongues of salmon-colored mucosa noted, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for histology and to evaluate the Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of a gastric cardia polyp that was diminutive in size, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, given the history of GIM and the gastric erythema, comma, biopsies are obtained in the antibody and cardia separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to T2, comma, biopsies are obtained for celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there were three diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two descending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 7 to 8 millimeters are removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three total sigmoid colon sessile polyps. One was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and the other two were ranged in size from 8 to 10 millimeters and were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was one diminutive sessile rectosigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli throughout the whole colon. Next line, plan. Plan one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, pending findings and pathology of the upper endoscopy, comma, would likely recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for evaluation of GIM as well as the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, follow-up in clinic as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend increase water and fiber in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. If the patient is found to be anemic on the most recent labs that were requested, would recommend pill cam endoscopy for further evaluation. Thank you.